Welcome back to Squawk 1200. I'm Afterburner Al, along with Paul Preidecker. And just like in the airplane, you sometimes have to be able to adapt to the situation as it comes before you, and that's the same here. We were going to talk to another company, but we want to welcome back a previous guest from years past. It's Sean Chupless. And where are you from, Sean?
I'm from Boulder, Colorado.
All right.
Nice
and,
place.
And we found out that you're a United pilot, so that there's some continuity from the previous segment.
Yes.
And you represent?
I'm here for Crew Dog Electronics.
Okay. And what is the interesting product that you have that's kind of tied in? Because we're familiar with, I think you were talking about the ADS-B unit that's been debuted a while ago.
Yeah. So what we do is we kind of have an open source ADS-B in unit. So it started off as a do-it-yourself project based on Raspberry Pi and just some people that got together on Reddit, on the internet, and put this thing together, trying to make a ADS-B in unit that they could do for a low price point. So what we did is we took that same project, open source technology, and we made it an easy to use, done for a unit, and we sell those pre-assembled. So we've taken that and kind of grown the project out, and we're trying to get an open source, accessible, interchangeable ADS-B unit. So it's not just one size fits all. We have military customers, people that are flying, you know, helicopters, whatever else. But because it's not all hardwired in, you're able to adapt the unit, put external antennas, external GPS, and really change it to what you want to do.
So does it interface then with the popular, well-known apps?
It does.
And
yeah,
so how does that work?
Yeah, so it's called GDL90, but it's the same protocol that everybody uses for ADS-B information. So it'll work with all the popular apps, ForeFlight, FlyQ, any other one, even in Europe. So there's a modification because the code is open source. We have people working in Europe, and they've adapted this for FLARM. So we have people, glider pilots, you know, whatever else pilots in Europe that are using the same technology over there, which is pretty cool.
So we've been doing radio shows before when ADS-B was coming out, and then there was the date from the FAA that
right.
said you have to have it. And I think that, you know, like a lot of things, there was some resistance to change and adaptation and things like that. But once you make the switch, it's a wonderful technology.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a total game changer. Even flying in here, I flew in with a friend, and we did the VFR, you know, the Fisk arrival. It's just a game changer to be able to see all the aircraft on ADS-B, see where they are. And for me, at the end of the day, I've got a day job. I do this because I believe it's promoting safety for pilots.
Absolutely.
Because ADS-B, it's letting you see where the planes are and where the weather are, and it's a total game changer.
I mean, being able to get real-time weather information, to me, is the thing that makes the biggest difference.
Yep.
I mean, sure, in the old days, we could try to find the frequency to call flight service.
Right.
Maybe listen to them over a VOR frequency, try to understand what they're going on. And when he's giving you the line of thunderstorms from here to here to here, you're trying to get a mental picture of that. When now yours a better option.
Right, and that's actually how I got involved in this business. So I was a CFI in Hawaii, and I was flying, you know, little single-engine piston planes, bouncing around the islands, and it sure be nice to know if there is a thunderstorm coming back into the island I was trying to land at. So that's why I actually originally got one of these units, is to know that, and just for my own personal safety.
We're speaking with Sean Chupless of Crew Dog Electronics, and we're talking about ADS-B receivers. You can use me as kind of the person who doesn't know anything, because I fly, I have a day job just like you.
Right.
I just don't use a lot of light aircraft, but in the past I have, and I've really, you know, before ADS-B. So what am I getting with ADS-B, specifically your product, as far as what I'm seeing in the airplane?
So the three big things you're getting is you're getting GPS position, so you can tell the whatever flight software using ForeFlight where you are. You're also getting where the other aircraft are in relation to you. So you're getting their position, you're getting their altitude, and also you're getting a trend. Are they coming towards me? So you can get kind of like a homemade TCAS, like traffic collision avoidance system. And the last thing you're getting is weather. So you can get METARs for your destination, other airports, and you can get a live painted picture of the cells of weather and where they are.
And what I'm not familiar with is your unit and FAAs, as far as what is allowed to be in there. Does it have to be certified, or it just has to have a receiver?
So what I'm selling is, the mandate is for ADS-B out, for transmitting. What I'm selling is ADS-B in receivers, and it's portable. So it's like a portable GPS receiver that's not certified. You know, you can take it with you. A lot of our customers are people that just rent, and they'll take this, unit with them to their aircraft when they're running and just pop it in there and hook up to their iPad.
So I use one similar to that. I had a flying job last year flying a Lear 35 around, and I just had my own little receiver, and I suction cupped it to the windscreen.
Yep.
Turned it on and watched the information come. It was great.
So this is the unit that kind of allows you to benefit from the ADS-B system, as well as, you know, the out is for everybody else. And,
right.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
And you might as well, because hey, this is FAA. These are taxpayer dollars. You're paying for the ground receivers and the system. You might as well get the benefits.
I wonder if we can switch directions here just for a little bit. You mentioned as you came in that you're from United. So did you go through some sort of training to get reintegrated back into the system? Did you keep your schedule flying during the slowdown, or was there some off time?
I mean, I can't speak on behalf of the company. I can speak from my experience, my personal experience. It was very slow over the past year, but I personally felt that the company did a great job for the pilot force in telling us how it was. So this is what's going on. This is what we're doing. And their plan was basically to keep everybody pretty much current. So I had to go back and get recurrent on the plane I'm flying. But I think we're reaping the rewards from that because we're able to keep our schedule, you know, fully staffed by pilots. To answer your question, didn't fly much, but they kept me current and they kept everyone else current, and pretty happy about that with all the news and announcements of how we're growing. And I recently was back for simulator training, and I see all these interview suits, all these smiles on people's faces, and there's a lot of positive energy there, and everyone's really happy right now.
And, you know, as much as I think in regional airline pilots, we would always talk about, man, is this place going to have a flow eventually? Is someone going to have a flow? And now it's a torrent.
Yeah.
You know, and the airlines have had to adapt to that pretty fast. One thing you mentioned in the beginning about your unit is that it sounded like it's pretty adaptable kind of across the board. So it has you're allowed to kind of adapt it into any airplane.
Yep. My background is actually computer science, and one of the things that really kind of irks me with products is a lot of them are designed to fail after a couple of years. And when they fail, you can't just upgrade a component. It's not interchangeable. You have to redo the whole thing. So ours is based off of all commercial off-the-shelf parts, Raspberry Pi board, which you can buy on Amazon, and every part can be changed out. So I even have military customers that are doing this, for projects they can't really tell me about, but because they can go in and change the code, they're modifying it to do things like look at traffic overhead for people they have on the ground. I was just talking to a customer today. He has a home-built plane, and he wanted to have external antennas built out. So I'm like, yes, you're able to modify this. You can just screw in your own antennas, and I can't tell you exactly how to do it, but we have forums where people have done all sorts of different projects. So I like that you can replace everything and that you can customize it to however you want.
And it's very EAA to have a unit that you can tinker with and customize
Absolutely,
a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think the open source is the key to that, right?
Yes. Yeah, people literally from around the world have contributed to this project and make it happen and keep it updated.
So are there other projects in the works?
Yeah, so the most recent thing that we're selling at the booth is we have So this is kind of like the same vein as the ADS-B receiver. We have PiWare receivers. So if you're familiar with that, it's a little unit based on a Raspberry Pi that you can have in your living room. You can see all the traffic around, and you feed that to the FlightAware network. Didn't exist before in a way that you couldn't, you know, you'd have to assemble it and kind of put it together. So we have a kit that's already built out. The software card is always already on there. You just plug it in, power it up, configure it for your Wi-Fi network, and you're feeding the FlightAware network. Because I got a lot of emails from customers that are like, hey, can I just put this in my living room? I live near an airport, and I just want to watch the traffic overhead. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's great. So are you able to get out and see a little bit of the show, or have you been pretty busy in the booth?
I've been very fortunate this year. So I reached out to some former people that I served. I was in the military, so I reached out to some former squadron mates of mine, and I'm like, hey, guy, I'll get you to the show. I'll rent a house. Just help me out with the booth. So I have some former squadron mates helping out, and so I actually have time to go out and see it and enjoy it. It's years past, I've been kind of stuck there.
So you were in a structure last night.
Yes, we were in a structure. So we're actually out on the lake. We got some amazing views of the Nature's Light show. It wasn't quite as good as the fireworks show here, but it was pretty cool.
Well, we may have asked this already once before, but where are you located?
We're in Hangar C, booth 3112. So we're on a corner booth just down the hall from 4 Flight. Can't miss us in Hangar C.
Well, Sean, thanks very much for joining us on such short notice.
Adaptability is the name of the game this year.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Sean Chupless is with Crew Dog Electronics talking about their ADS-B in unit. You're listening to EA Radio.